Hey, everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Filene's very cool conference called the Big Bright Minds, and they are located in Irvine, California this year. And in our virtual studio lounge, we have Mr. Michael Stoja. I got the D in there, Michael. Stoja. He's from Exigens. And before we get going with the conference, Michael, give us a quick summary on Exigens. What do you guys do and how do you help credit unions?
Yeah, so we create a series of behavioral banking platforms. What does that mean?
Well, you piqued my interest in it. I like the behavior stuff. So, yeah, I want to hear more.
Glad to tell you. So why behavior? And when I say behavior, I'm talking about human behavior. Yeah. It's psychology, behavioral science, not what did someone do? How did they click through something? That's not the behavior we focus on.
Okay.
The why is because we're humans at the end of the day. And the key to actually getting someone to make a decision is not, we believe, by presenting them information, but really understanding why do people do or not do what they do. So, for instance, you probably got in the last month, since you're based in the U.S., how many offers from Chase, BOA, you name all the big ones for credit cards and things. Yeah. What, about a dozen?
All the time. Yeah, all the time.
And do you open any of them?
No.
Right. Now, classic economic theory tells us you should because it's big printed out there. $200 cash back if you open up this new credit card. And you're better off with $200 than not having $200.
That's true.
But we don't. And why? It's because of all the things that are going on in our head, even though that we're not conscious about it. There's 23 different behavioral science factors that are going on. We don't have enough time to go through them.
I think of all the fees that I'm going to incur down the line that will overtake that $200 at some point.
See, that's exactly one of them.
Yeah.
You're rightly saying there must be a catch. There's something hidden there. That's why we don't do those things. And so it's factors like that, that the end result, and this is where it's, I think, the big tie-in with credit unions is, how do we help those 40% of people who statistics tell us don't have enough money saved for a financial emergency, right? It's not educating them. You go down the street, you randomly poll 10 people or 100 people, and I guarantee you most of them will go, if you ask them, should I be saving money for a rainy day? Should I be saving for a retirement? Most of them will go, oh, I've never thought of that. I've never heard that idea before, right? It's the why they haven't. And that's what we're focused on.
It's
in a way putting humans back into the banking industry, but through a digital channel.
Okay, gotcha. Makes sense. Total sense. So what brought you to Big Bright Minds, and even what attracted you toward credit unions as well?
Wow, that's two big different questions. So for Big Bright Minds, Filene, we took a look at what they're doing, their mission. We said, wow, it's so well aligned to what we're trying to do, which is how do we improve the financial lives of people? In fact, tied into what credit unions, right? What are credit unions about at the end of the day? What makes them different from, commercial savings bank? And that's what got us interested. Had never been here before and said, let's take it for a test drive. Let's see what this is like. Do we think alike? And the answer is a resounding yes.
Oh, yeah.
And the presentations I've been hearing today, it's like, oh, I could have written that. Yes, that sounds just like what we're trying to do. It's like a love fest.
Yeah, a like-minded group of people for sure, doing some fantastic things for credit unions. So let's take it to the conference. Let's bring it there. So based on what you've seen today so far, you just kind of alluded to it. Anything stand out for you so far? Anything stand out? I mean,
oh, there's a lot.
I'm sure there's a lot. There's one or two things that you could name.
I think it still comes down to what I was just alluding to, which is, between the technology, between the innovation that credit unions are looking to do, is how do we still address that core problem of getting people to take actions in their own interests. In fact, the way we look at it, I think the central theme is we want to help people grow financially and the credit unions grow with them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if one happens, the other happens. It's this beautiful virtual cycle. And I think that stands out as the underlying theme. And it doesn't matter what technology we're talking about, but it's still that same end goal.
Yeah. And what are some of the expectations you have at the conference? What do you want? What do you want to gain, or what do you want to take away maybe after the conference is over? So what are some of those that you have in mind? Because we're only a day into it. So you got a couple more days to go. Yeah.
Well, so for me personally, there were two things coming in. One, I always love events like this because I learn. Especially, I don't have this 20-year history in banking and things like that. So I'm constantly acting as a sponge. And there's thousands of great ideas. I hope I can remember half of what I heard. That's one aspect. And the second, as a fintech company, is also just meeting different credit unions, always trying to understand, so what's top of mind? What is it that's holding things back? What is it that keeps the members? You know, what I was alluding to now, it's not maybe about education, but how do we get them to take action? It's not about technology. Technology is just an enabler. Mm-hmm. But really, what's that problem? I think that what Jeffrey said this morning, I don't know if you caught his speech, great. He said, the first thing is, what is the problem we're trying to solve? And for us, it's how do we actually get people to take action?
Yeah.
It's not about serving information. We don't do security. It's actually getting someone to make a decision, to take that decision that's going to help them.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And and so how do you see this conference kind of furthering what you guys want to do? Obviously, you had some takeaways. You know, the initial keynote speaker this morning, you've already had some great takeaways there, but how do you see the content that you're going to gain here furthering your Exogen's mission?
Sure. So from our very, I'll say, selfish standpoint.
Exactly.
Sure. We've been working with Desjardins, one of the credit unions we've worked for a long time. We've perfected essentially the technology and science behind our platform. And now we're looking to create we're in the midst of creating a new one that's specifically geared toward a typical credit union. You know, Desjardins, they're huge. They're like a huge bank from the size standpoint. And we're looking at people who really are looking for outside vendors, essentially, to basically do that work for them. And so we created a new behavioral banking platform. It's a spinoff of the existing one for that. It's in pilot with a couple of credit unions who are here at Filene. So part of it was looking to meet with them for the first time in person, because this is, of course, in COVID times, we've all been virtual up until recently.
Yeah.
And then just meet with others
to
talk about it and say, you know, from a continuing standpoint, is what we're doing relevant? Is it going to make a difference? And how do we help?
Yeah, indeed. And last question for you, where can folks find out more about Exogen's? What's the URL that they can go to check it out and then maybe give you a call if they have any questions?
www.exogens.com. Pretty simple. In fact, one of the things that I'll just do a little tease.
Sure.
So we also, why this goes back into Filene. So there's a research aspect of us too. You know, on staff, we have people with backgrounds in behavioral science, psychology, psycholinguistics. And so we do some of that research, and we've just published a preview just for the people here. It'll be online in a few weeks with the compelling title of essentially Harnessing Halloween. How you can use, how credit unions can use Halloween to better engage with their members and to actually increase the acceptance of financial advice.
Oh, I'm curious now.
Pique your interest there? Yeah. So that'll be up in a couple of weeks.
Okay. All right.
And it's based on an actual case study and real results that we achieved working with Desjardins. So it's not just a science experiment. It's actually, here's the results that were achieved and how we got them.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep an eye out for that one for sure. Yeah. That sounds like a excellent piece of content for sure for credit unions out there to learn a lot more. So good stuff. All right, Michael, anything else to add before I unleash you back into the conference fray?
No, I suggest if any of your audience haven't ever tuned into Filene, they should, because it's very worthwhile.
Indeed. Yeah. Great group of people there putting out some great content and delivering some just fantastic, fantastic stuff day in and day out. So good stuff. All right, Michael, well, I'm going to let you get going. Appreciate the time and keep up the good work there. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
You are welcome.